grab those bags. Let's go in. Let me see if either of these guys have talked to me.
For the first time in a long time, perhaps ever, as the clock struck 1 a.m., the Park Street station in Boston was packed with riders disembarking a Green Line train. Most of them were not heading home, they were heading out.
Park Street!
The MBTA has delved into late night service before, running Night Owl buses back in 2001. That program lasted 4 years, but was ended due to high costs and relatively low ridership. This time, all of the subway lines and 15 popular bus routes will run on weekends until 3 a.m. as a one-year pilot program. The city is betting that with the actual trains running, the younger set, like college seniors Jill Peterson and her friends, will be encouraged to get out and take advantage of the city's nightlife.
I think the truth is that we're graduating in 40 days, and after 4 years of blowing our money on cabs and choosing to stay in, Boston has offered us a chance to be college kids in a college city. Thank you.
We weigh down cabs and they don't even stop. I think it is safer, it's cheaper, it's just awesome.
It's so economically sensical.
It's better for the MBTA anyways, because, I mean, they're going to make money on all of us coming home.
Yep. Especially on weekends.
Now, it's easy to think of nightlife as simply code for drinking in the bars and clubs, and there was clearly plenty of riders who were out doing just that. But Eddie Castillo reminded me that there are things besides alcohol to be consumed in the early morning hours. He and his friends were returning from a post-midnight trip to Tasty Burger in Harvard Square when I ran into them at the Kenmore station.
That is the sole reason we came out tonight, because the tea was running later.
Do you think you're going to do, is it sort of the novelty of the first time, or you guys think you'll do this more on the weekends?
I mean, it'll be a nice, like, fallback. Like, it'll be like, hey, we can go somewhere. Like, yeah. The tea's running late. Like,
is it liberating? Does it make Boston feel like a little bit more of a open city?
Pretty nice feeling, yeah. I can agree with that, yeah.
While city officials have cited this potential boon for area businesses as one benefit of the late night service, not everybody thinks it will make a difference. Will Zidanis was grabbing a train home around 1:30 a.m. If the T wasn't running, Zidanis said he'd be shelling out $50 for a cab. Instead, he was spending just $2 for a ride on the Red Line.
Is that not $48 that you might spend on something else? And could you not make an argument that that's good for the economy of the area?
No, that's a caged statement. He can't make that statement. It's $48 that's given to the exact same economy. It's, what do I spend the $48 on? A couple of more bags of smart food and maybe a meal that I didn't have out that I would have had? I mean, that's a ridiculous statement.
I didn't make a statement, I asked you a question.
Which you got a foolish answer, which was the correct one, sir.
Whether it was for convenience or to save a few bucks, plenty of riders were out and about in the wee hours. And it wasn't just residents. Van Bettis was visiting the area from West Texas. I caught up with him as he hopped a Silver Line bus to the airport for his flight home.
You took the T2 here.
Yes, sir.
Red Line.
Yes, sir.
Late night service. You wouldn't have been able to do that otherwise.
No, I would have been screwed.
Get on.
This is the bus. Thank goodness for the late service.
And there was at least one rider who clearly changed her usual routine for the first night of late service. MBTA General Manager Beverly Scott spent time at a few stops along the red and the green lines.
Okay, 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night, that I am so bored. I would either be watching, I'm a C-SPAN junkie.
Okay.
Or I would be now, I would be watching Game of Thrones because I'm getting myself ready for, that's yes. What I'm talking about. Honey, I'm getting ready for those Targaryens and getting ready for next week. So I'm going back through all of them so I can be ready.
Tonight. Or you'd be watching WGBH.
I would be watching WGBH, of course. That's it.
Scott praised the sponsors who helped offset the cost of the pilot program for the city. She was chatting with others, upbeat, and generally encouraged by what she saw.
This is the one that the public has said repeatedly that they really, really want. I think that folks are going to really show it because they're going to show it because they're going to vote with their feet, okay?
Are you going to take the tea home from here?
Yes, I am. I most certainly am. This is a good thing. It's a way cool. Take care.
Well, on the first weekend, there was no shortage of yes votes in the tunnels underneath the city. Whether that continues for the rest of the year, however, remains to be seen. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio. Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life? Or did you not a lost angel? City of night, city of night.